For Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
We've seen over 650 homes burned and overall 874 structures destroyed by this fire, which is far from containment.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey with an update on Northern California's Carr Fire, which has now surpassed 100,000 acres before the calendar even turned to August.
We've totaled more than 4.6 million acres burned across the continental United States and Alaska. That compares to the 10-year average of 3.7, a big surge in the wildfire activity in July with well over 2 million acres burned, almost all of that in the western United States. That's almost 130% of the 10-year average acreage for the first 7 months of the year.
July was busy for firefighters. The Carr Fire was among more than 100 wildfires burning in all 11 continental western states and Alaska.
The one thing that is really contributing to this explosion of fires across Northern California and the Northwest has been the combination of the drier weather in the late spring, early summer, as well as the extreme heat, temperatures up into the hundreds, even the 110s at times, and then combine that with the long-term drought issues, and we have a really dangerous situation set up. A lot of dead or dying trees across the western United States providing fuel.
The Carr Fire is the top headline in what's been an active wildfire season, particularly in the West.
We're seeing an early surge in activity. A lot of times we don't really see this until we get into August. So we are dealing with a very critical situation, an extended, a longer than normal wildfire season. It's not going to end until we get some of the fall rains and snows moving into the Northwest and Northern California, so we've got a long time to go.
And that's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Now with more cattle news here on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
We're continuing our occasional series on the American Akaushi Association. Bubba Bain is the executive director of that association, which is based in Floytonia, Texas.
Thanks, Patrick, for having us on your show.
Well, Bubba, let's talk a little bit about the innovative marketing programs you have there for the Akaushi cattle.
We've got quite a few of those. We think that obviously the production aspects, the breeding, the maintenance, the producing of the calves is very important. But one thing that we've always felt here at the association is the ultimate thing you have to do is market your cattle. And some people do a great job of that and some people don't. So we try to offer as many programs to fit as many scenarios as we can for the folks to be able to market their cattle. If they have terminal cattle and want to market those as terminal calves, our certified Akaushi beef program through Heart Brand Beef is our main program. Right now, they're offering 20 cents per pound over market. So that's on a 5-weight calf, that'd be $100 more for not doing anything different but utilizing our genetics. Heart Brand will buy those cattle back from anywhere from 5 weights up to 8 weights. And then they'll go in the feed yard, obviously, and they'll partner with you if that's what you'd like to do, or you can carry them all the way through, retained ownership on them. And then Heart Brand will purchase those cattle at roughly about 1,300 pounds if you'd like that to happen, and they're offering 15-cent guarantees on those over market.
And Bubba, I understand you have an A4 Advantage program as well.
Which basically is our upgrading program, and it entails females that have been bred up by using full-blood Akaushi bulls through 4 generations, and those have increased in value anywhere from $300 to $500 per generation over the commercial industry prices. So say, for example, you have an open heifer that is bringing $1,000, for example. If she was a half-blood open heifer, half-blood Akaushi open heifer, she'd bring anywhere between $1,300 to $1,500. And so you just add each generation to 3/4, you add another $300 to $500, and 7/8 the same way. 15/16 would be considered our purebred, and they would be equivalent to our full-blood prices. So the A4 program has been very helpful to those breeders that are using our bulls anyway to produce a terminal cattle, and while doing so, they're capable of producing some percentage females that probably in the future, in the long run, is going to help them overall in their breeding programs.
Well, that's Bubba Bain with the American Akaushi Association. Thanks for being with us today, Bubba.
Yes, sir.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.